Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're to believe the media each and every time it sticks its beak into the video game industry, then you'd be led to believe that every single title under the sun is basically a devil-worshipping bucket of gornography. But we all know that isn't the case. Now, obviously there are some video games out there that love a bit of the old uber-violence, but that doesn't mean that it's teaching kids to be cruel and sadistic. Far from it, in fact, as these games prove. So let's take a look at them today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video games that reward you for showing mercy. Number 8. Magus joins your team. Chrono Trigger. For anyone who's played the stonkingly brilliant Chrono Trigger, you'll know that Magus is a right piece of work, appearing to have teamed up with the Time Eater itself, Lavos, as its snivelling, fleshy lackey. After all the problems that he causes you throughout your adventure, you'll likely be chomping at the bit in order to see him meet his maker, and after the party has defeated the Blackbird boss, you'll get the chance to do so. Heading to the North Cape, we'll find Magus standing on top of a cliff overlooking the sea. As the party draw their weapons to fight, Magus reveals that he was actually brought to this time by Lavos and was actually looking to slay the beast for ruining his life. He then presents the group with a choice as to whether they want to battle him or not. And if you feel that the cad is lying to you or are just annoyed by how he provokes you a little bit during this conversation, then you can indeed take him apart piece by piece. However, if you are moved by his tale, then you can actually choose to deny him a battle and walk away, stating that more violence will not bring back your friends. And this seems to actually motivate the former villain and sees him actually join your party. Not a bad reward when you consider his stat line and abilities, and yet further proves that it is indeed teamwork that will make the time-compressed alternative future dream work. Number 7. Wolf to the Rescue. Resident Evil 4. Thanks to the ever-tense atmosphere of the Resident Evil games, you're pretty much conditioned to view every other living being as a threat, and are very likely to shoot first and ask questions never. Yet it's specifically that line of thinking that can end up making things a whole lot more difficult for yourself in the almighty Resident Evil 4. So, early on in the game, fringe connoisseur Leon S. Kennedy will hear a whimper in the distance and come across this wolf stuck in a bear trap. Now, the veteran Resi players among us might immediately shoot the poor pup, thinking to themselves, haha, nice try, Capcom, I see what's going on here. If I free that dog, it'll mutate and eat me or something like that. And also, this is payback for making me pop a brown trout out in my pants when the dogs crash through the window in Resi 1. However, childhood trauma aside, if you can indeed show this furry friend some mercy and free it from the trap, it will actually return in a later boss fight against the giant infected El Gigante, allowing you to finish the battle in a much easier fashion. Thank you, Wolf, you're a true ledge. Number 6. Infinite Ammo. Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots. Hideo Kojima sure does love to use the Metal Gear series to teach us that killing is wrong. And while it would be easy to wax lyrical on how Snake Eater makes the player literally witness every death they caused in a boss battle with the Sorrow, today we're actually going to talk about a weird situation in which a more peaceful run of a game actually ends up rewarding the player with a devastating bit of killing kit. So, in Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots, players are given multiple tools in order to make it through sections without killing a single soul. V-ring, ammo, stun grenades, tranquilizer darts, and of course, that old man kung fu that coughing snake over here sure loves to bust out. If you can make it through the entire game without sending anyone to the big man in the sky, you'll be rewarded with the Infinite Ammo Bandana. What an odd reward, right? Well, it will actually feel less so for those who actually went through the game in this manner, because in some places it is a right slog. So now the thought of being able to murder everything with a pulse in short order really is actually quite appealing. Mercy that leads to murder. Brilliant. Number 5. Insulated Costume. Spider-Man 2, Enter Electro. While it's true that Spider-Man is the epitome of mercy as it is, seeing as he rarely kills any of his supervillain arch-enemies and tries his bloody best to leave thugs with enough wherewithal to realise their own mistakes, players can actually take this even further in the outstanding Spider-Man PS1 sequel, Enter Electro, when it comes to battling long-standing frenemy the Lizard. Now, Dr. Kirk Connors has had a rough old time as of late, being transformed into a bloodthirsty and destructive creature in his pursuit of a means to regrow his lost arm, and seeing as Peter Parker and he are friends, it makes sense that Spidey wouldn't want to make him into a handbag. Therefore, if the player decides not to punch the ever-loving piss out of the lizard, they can instead take down the beast using a special serum designed to knock him out. Now, to be clear, this is hard, really hard, and it takes bloody ages as well, requiring you to land 15 to 25 hits of the serum to work, yet for your troubles, you are rewarded with not only a clean conscience, but also the insulated suit, which not only lets you do double damage to enemies, but also nerfs electrical attacks entirely. This may indeed come in very handy when you come to face Electro himself, especially on higher difficulties. Number 4. Innocent Achievement. The Banner Saga. So the Banner Saga is, despite its brilliant aesthetics, a rather somber and brutal affair. With a perpetual winter hanging over the land and an army of mindless armored warriors known as the Dredge slaying everything in their path, you'll be forced to run as much as fight, and even when not in battle, you might suffer the sting of betrayal and the loss of innocence. Therefore, it's up to the player when controlling Rook to not only inspire hope in others, but to set an example for his daughter Alette, who has just one request. Don't make me kill people. Now, you might scoff at this at first, seeing as nearly every human or Vile that you meet would rather bash your head in than shake your hand, but it is indeed possible to go through the entire game and spare Alette the horrible situation of taking a life. Doing this will actually have far-reaching consequences, as not only will it deepen the respect that Alette has for her father, but will also net the player the innocent trophy for actually listening in a time of eternal conflict. Peace only comes when the defenses of all come down, and while the struggle is not easy in the slightest, keeping your word is enough to bring light to this otherwise bleak title. Number 3. Not Punching the Reporter. The Mass Effect Trilogy. Now, being a hero is never going to be an easy job. From the constant threat of global annihilation at the hands of the title's big bad to the underdog story that is your day-to-day life, it's often an uphill slog for the protagonist at the best of times. And this experience is made all the worse if somebody, say, is trying to constantly trip you up as you struggle onward. And that person, in the Mass Effect original trilogy at least, is Kalisa Al-Jilani, a reporter for Westerland News that always seems to catch Commander Shepard at the worst possible times, and usually with the intent of getting right under their skin. With her scathing comments and sheer arrogance, it's very tempting to cuss up a storm, or if you're feeling like an utter psychopath, you can indeed, and I can't believe this actually is still an option, knock her out in each of the three games. Interview over indeed. However, as you might expect, doing this bites you in the ass when it comes to your public standing. And so, if you show restraint and not how brilliant your left hook is and answer calmly, you'll actually see something even more shocking than her body laid out on the floor. She actually comes round to your way of thinking, and even encourages her viewers to support the war campaign, netting you a nice bonus. Cheers. Number 2. Medic! Mega Man X Command Mission. For those of you who have not experienced the glorious rush of adrenaline that forms the backbone of Mega Man X Command Mission, I really urge you to seek this one out, as it's possibly one of the only games that I can think of that managed to switch from a real-time run-and-gun experience to becoming an RPG and still managed to carry over that same frantic energy. Battles are hectic and wonderfully vibrant affairs, and it's easy to lose yourself in the maelstrom of machines and robot master mulching. However, if you manage to show some restraint to some of your enemies, you may end up better off than simply by turning them into scrap and then sifting through them for items down at the recycling center. Because you see, some of the enemies in this game, namely medical enemies, actively heal their allies in battle, yet seem much less inclined to attack you. After all, it's their job to save lives rather than cost you yours, so if you take out all of the other enemies and leave them alone, you'll be rewarded with a nice little treat. Here, the medics will heal you and then run away from the battle in the following turn, usually thanking you for sparing them, and in some areas, this becomes a pretty useful way to keep your party fighting fit without wasting precious items. Nice. And number 1, a secret boss battle and the golden ending. One Step from Eden. If you've ever looked over at the brilliant Mega Man Battle Network games and sighed in despair as to why such a brilliant concept has just been left on the shelf for so many years, then fret not, my friend, because it's back, and this time in anime form. Now, while this is a bit reductive, it is definitely true to say that One Step from Eden does carry over a lot of familiar concepts which made the aforementioned series so ludicrously addictive. However, while the battling may indeed be the most fun aspect of this title, One Step from Eden actually ends up rewarding players for showing some restraint in said combat. After defeating any of the many bosses in the game, you're given the option to spare them, and by doing so, they will join your party and assist you later on in the game. And this rule also applies to the game's final boss, Terra, who, if you spare, will launch another brilliant boss fight which sees all of your allies that you rescued before come to your aid. Upon choosing to spare her again here after defeating her, Terra will finally see the error of her ways, join your party, and unlock the true pacifist ending, allowing all of the gang to enter Eden as one. It's a beautiful way to close the game, and one that rewards you for staying your hand and indeed showing mercy.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.